Hosea. Chapter 10. Israel is an empty vine, he brings forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit he has increased the altars, according to the goodness of his land they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided, now shall they be found guilty, he shall break down their altars, he shall ruin their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord, what then could a king do for us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant, thus judgment springs up like hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Beth-Aven, for its people shall mourn over it, and its idolatrous priests shall wail over it, for its glory has departed from it. It shall be also carried unto Assyria for a present to King Jareb, Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as the foam upon the water. The high places also of Aven, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed, the thorn and the thistle shall come upon their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. O Israel, you have sinned from the days of Gibeah, there they stood, the battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. It isn't my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, when they shall be bound for their two transgressions. And Ephraim is as a heifer that is trained, and loves to tread out the grain, but I harness her fair neck, I will make Ephraim to pull a plough, Judah shall plough, and Jacob must break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because you did trust in your way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Therefore shall a tumult arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be destroyed, as Shilmon destroyed Beth Arbel in the day of battle, the mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness, in a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off.